Is there a time in the future when the voice of a barista might ring out, "Latte with cockroach milk"? Pour a cup of coffee while we tell you about the female Pacific beetle cockroach. She does not lay eggs. Like most insects, she gives birth to live babies.
It's a delightful little cockroach, not the kind that runs in sewers and is a pest in kitchens and bakeries.
That's Barbara Stay. She was working in a lab at the University of Iowa when she discovered that Pacific cockroach beetle embryos take in food from their mother.
What they were drinking that was being produced by the brood sac, by the uterus, essentially, of the mother, was a liquid substance that they were sucking in. But in the gut, crystals formed. And so it was after I discovered they were drinking it that I saw these crystals in the gut.
Another researcher, Professor Subramanian Ramaswamy in Bangalore, India, took a closer look at those crystals.
It turns out that weight by weight, this is three times more calorific value than, say, buffalo milk.
That's three times richer in calories than buffalo milk. One scientist apparently took a taste of the yellowish substance and found it tasted like nothing. So you could, in theory, splash it into coffee or pour it over cornflakes. So could a competitive health food market that already stocks cow, goat, almond, soy, cashew, hemp, rice, and coconut milk now see cockroach milk as the next superfood.
In principle, it's a protein coming from a living organism, so in principle it should be fine. But today there is no evidence that it's actually safe for human consumption.
What a relief. Cockroaches must be hard to milk anyway.